Felt really good. You know, all my hard work, you know, starting to pay off a little bit. And, you know, I'm excited about the season, and I'm excited about, you know, where, you know, looking forward to everything coming up in camp and OTAs.
You know, we've seen Isaac Sopoaga go. There's some reports that Ricky Jean-Francois might be on his way out. He's been jetting around the country as other teams are looking at him. You played, 32 snaps last season. It seems like that number is going to go up quite a bit. Do you feel that way?
Possible. Me, I don't know. You know what's in store for me. I don't know what the team has in store for me. But whatever it is, you know, they're willing to put on my back. You know, I think I'm ready for it, physically and mentally.
What did you learn this year, going from a season last year and your first year in the league, in which you played in one game? I mentioned those 32 snaps. You played in three games this year. How much does that game experience help you take the next step in your education as an NFL player?
It helps so much. Just to be able to go out there and play a little bit and just gain some confidence are huge to, you know, a young player, you know, just getting better and just getting confident in himself. But, you know, it was just fun just to be out there and have to have some game time experience.
Ian Williams, 49er nose tackle, signed a two-year extension yesterday, $3.5 million. We saw the story after Joe Flacco signed his deal. He went to McDonald's. What did you do after you signed your deal?
Actually, after that sign, I actually went to go work out. I just did my little workout, and I went home.
How hard is it to maintain the weight you want to be at?
It's not hard. You know, we eat right. You know, we have our own cafeteria inside of the facility, so – you know, a lot of the guys, you know, we keep our weight, you know, throughout the whole season, standing there and eating right.
So have you allowed yourself at least one meal that might be off the meal schedule?
I went yesterday to a little diner and actually went to Bill's and had a huge lunch with a couple of friends and stuff like that. So I actually had a good time and just ate what I wanted to.
What's that? When Ian Williams eats what he wants to, what's that?
I had chicken and waffles.
I think you've earned that.
Yeah, I earned it. Yeah. It's still more. I'm still hungry.
I would imagine that the trainer probably would allow that every once in a while. When you think back to coming into the league out of Notre Dame as an undrafted rookie, and I know I'm sure you've been asked about this quite a bit, but do you think that is something that stays with you into your third season and maybe even beyond in terms of how you motivate yourself and what gets you going?
You know, coming out undrafted, you know, you always have a chip in your shoulder, and no matter what, you know, you can sign a deal here and there, but there'll always be a chip in your shoulder. So that, because, you know, you weren't drafted, you know, so there's something about you that teams didn't like that they felt that they could, you know, let you go undrafted. So, you know, me signing this deal, you know, it's happy, you know, it's a step forward, but it's still so much more, you know, I feel that I can do.
What do you think, from a defensive line standpoint, you need to see from the Niners this year? Where do you guys as a defensive line unit want to take the next step?
I think we're always trying to strive to get better. You know, I'm lucky to play with guys like Justin Smith and Ray McDonald, and, you know, the past couple of years being with Ice and Ricky and Will and DeMarcus and stuff like that and people like that. But I just think we're trying to, you know, condition and get stronger. You know, because you all always be better, and you know, I think you know, with me looking up to guys like Justin and Ray, you know, I think, you know, those guys are great leaders, and they're going to take us where we need to go.
Ian Williams signed a two-year contract extension with the 49ers yesterday. The nose tackle kind of to join us here on the Guy Haberman Show, 95.7 The Game. The Niners are bringing Glenn Dorsey into the fold, signing him from Kansas City. How do you think he contributes?
He's going to come in and contribute. You know, all three positions. I'm not sure what the team has in store for him, but you know, it's great to get another pickup in free agency, and especially a great player like Glenn Dorsey to be able to come in and compete and you know, push the D-line.
You mentioned guys like Justin Smith and Ray McDonald. What are the types of things? Is there anything that stands out to you when you think about what you've learned from those guys?
Man, it's too much, you know, to even talk about, but just about life and small things with football, technique, you know, financially. You know, just small things here and there, you know, with Justin being in the league so long that he's seen a lot of stuff. He's been around a lot of stuff. So he's able to, you know, just talk about things and you know, you just hear a different perspective. And then with Ray, you know, Ray being kind of like the Justin, like the younger Justin, you know, you kind of get a perspective from, you know, a younger Justin, and then you got perspective from Justin. So it's cool to get, you know, both of those perspectives.
And I saw it, particularly as the season went along, like NFL Films doing the breakdown. Here's how Justin Smith takes up two defenders and allows Alden to get around the edge or loop inside. Has Justin taught you that move yet?
Actually, yeah, I've been working on it, and yes, I was taught that move. Not really a move; it's just something that we do. You know, something that's special about you know, Justin and Alden. You know, those two have a different chemistry that, you know, nobody will ever have between those two.
When you look at Alden Smith, what is the one quality that stands out above the others?
He got long arms. I tell you that. He got some long arms, but Alden's a great kid, and he's just a freakishly athletic kid. And you know, all the success, you know, when he came in and the past 2 years. So, like, he's one of my good friends, and you know, I'm just happy for his success, and I know he's only going to get better in the next few years.
Now, Ian Williams signed a 2-year contract extension with the Niners yesterday, joining us here on the 95.7 The Game. You know, as a Notre Dame guy, there was a time when the Fighting Irish were not what they've become again. There was a lull there. Did you take some personal pride in seeing them in the national championship, knowing that you know, you were part of that unit that laid the groundwork for them to get back to where they, I know, probably feel like they belong?
Yes, sir. You know, it felt good to, you know, when Kelly came in, you know, my senior year, and we were able to start making some changes and making some turnarounds and stuff like that. So I was excited about where the program was heading after I left. And, you know, this whole year, you know, I was able to walk around with my chest high, wear my Notre Dame stuff, you know, and, you know, making little side bets with, you know, Mario Manningham, about, like, washing the car and stuff like that. You know, making fun bets with Ricky and stuff like that, because, you know, they're always hating on my team, and, you know, I'm used to it. But I was happy to see the guys in the national championship. I mean, it didn't go the way. It didn't go the way I wanted it, and it didn't go the way they wanted it. But, you know, just the fact that they made it that far, and just knowing the recruiting class and how far they've come in, you know, a short span of time, is just exciting to see where they're headed.
Yeah, Manningham's a Michigan guy. So did he end up washing your car much?
He did a couple times. I let him slide a few times, but yeah, he tried to keep on me the whole season, but he never won any until the last game.
Yeah, you can't have a guy with an ACL washing your car. That's a bad look.
I took it easy on him.
That's a bad look, Ian. Well, hey, man, congratulations on the contract extension yesterday. Continued success, and we're looking forward to seeing you play a bigger role this year with the 49ers.
Thank you. I appreciate you.